నమో విష్ణుపదాయ కృష్ణ ప్రేష్టాయ భూతలే శ్రీమతే భక్తి వేదాంత స్వామినితి నామిని నమస్తే సారస్వతి దేవే గౌరవాణి ప్రచారిణి నిర్విశేష శూన్యవాది పాశ్చాత్య దేశతారిణి జయ శ్రీ కృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభు నిత్యానంద శ్రీ అద్వైత గదాధర శివాసాది గౌర భక్త బృంద హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే 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 రామ 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 హరే హరే. సో ఏ సౌండ్ సునేంగి తో ఆయనకి. సో ఎస్టర్డే వి స్టార్టెడ్ ద సిక్స్త్ వర్స్ అండ్ వి సా ది కమెంట్రీ ఆఫ్ శ్రీల భక్తి వినోద్ ఠాకూర్ ఆన్ ది సిక్స్త్ వర్స్. అరే చేత ప్రోద్యత్ కపట కుటి నాటి పరకర శరణ్ముద్రే స్వాత్వాతహసి కథమాత్మానమపి మాం సదా త్వం గంధర్వ గిరిధర పద ప్రేమ విలస సుదాంబోధౌ స్వాత్ స్నాత్వా త్వమపి నితరాం మాం చ సుఖయ. సో ది సిక్స్త్ వర్స్ స్పీక్స్ అబౌట్ స్టిల్ సటిలర్ obstacles in the form of hypocrisy and pretension. Are cheta, o ruffian mind, he says that katam dahasi, why are you burning atmanam yourself api mam and my and me, why are you burning yourself and me by taking bath in the trickling
urine
donkey's urine. So, and what is that trickling donkey urine? Kapata kutinati. So, kapata kutinati means prodyat kapata kutinati. Full blown hypocrisy and duplicity. Rather, you should take bath always in the Gandharva Giridhara Pada Prema Vilasat. In the Sudambodav, in the nectarian ocean of the love emanating from the lotus feet of Gandharvika Giridhari, and in this way, Sukaya, Tvam Apichamam, you give me pleasure and you also feel the pleasure. So, basically, he says that even though one may actually even manage to overcome the six gross anarthas, six subtle anarthas. First level anartha was prajalpa, muktikata and attachment to worshipping Lakshmi Narayan. Subtler than that are the six anarthas, lust, anger, envy, greed, illusion and pride. Even if one may have overcome that, but still one may get stuck up with pretension and duplicity. So this pretension and duplicity or hypocrisy and duplicity can be there. So he says that how can these manifest? Forget about whether it is swanishta, parinishtita or nirapeksha, whomever they may be. But how does this deceit and hypocrisy manifest that he mentions? He says, indulging in sense gratification on the pretext of satisfying the Supreme Lord. So, we may think that, oh, I am doing it for the pleasure of Krishna. But we may, at the behind it, we may ourselves only want to enjoy. Okay. In the beginning, it is okay, but then over a period of time, one has to give it up. Serving rich, influential materialists instead of serving simple, nirapeksha servants of Krishna. So, one may see that, kisko serve karne se, mujhe facilities milega. Or I will get some material profit. Instead of serving an advanced devotee of the Lord, choosing to serve those who will facilitate our comforts and sense gratification. This is another way in which duplicity can creep. Third, accumulating more wealth than that would ever be needed. This is also in the name of sahi hai na, maintenance ke liye chahiye. Maintenance ke liye chahiye. If the body is not maintained, then how can sadhana be performed? Par aap jitna accumulate kar rahe hain, is it for your bodily maintenance? आपको इतना चाहिए क्या आपको बॉडी मेंटेनेंस के लिए? सो दैट इज ऑल्सो अ फॉर्म ऑफ हिपोक्रेसी. फोर्थ, एंथुजियाज्म फॉर मीनिंगलेस टेम्पररी गेन्स इवन एट द कॉस्ट ऑफ एनवीइंग एंड हार्मिंग अदर्स. सो वी मे मीनिंगलेस टेम्पररी गेन्स के पीछे, सो दैट इज ऑल्सो a form of hypocrisy. Teaching twisted logic and self-motivated speculation in the name of giving education instead of cultivating spiritual knowledge. This twisted logic and all these things are, you know, modern days philosophy and all these covered Buddhism, whatever it may be. Speaking it, preaching it as a solution instead of directly giving So let him there, no problem. So instead of cultivating spiritual knowledge. And sixth is wearing the dress of a materially disinterested renunciant in order to gain material prestige. So sadhu dress for respect, but internally we don't want to change. So this is another aspect. And then soft copy nahi hai, iska soft copy khareedna padega. ये नहीं है, उसको छोड़ दो, उसमें आपको मिलेगा नहीं क्योंकि वो सॉफ्ट कॉपी ये नहीं है. हाँ इसका है, ओनली भक्ति विनोद ठाकुर का है, बट लेटर से लेटर ये नहीं है. भक्ति विनोद ठीक है यार रखो सुन लो बस. नेक्स्ट, मेकिंग एन एक्सटर्नल शो ऑफ स्ट्रिक्टली फॉलोइंग द रूल्स एंड प्रोहिबिशंस व्हाइल इनवर्डली बीइंग वेरी अटैच्ड टू मटेरियल सब्जेक्ट्स अनरिलेटेड टू कृष्णा. प्रिफरिंग द एसोसिएशन ऑफ नॉन डिवोटीज रादर देन कृष्णा कॉन्शियस डिवोटीज. दीज आर द वेज also in which duplicity or pretension can manifest. Forget about Swanishta, Parinishita or Nirapeksha, just...
Yeah, whatever, these two which are spoken, Rupa Goswami also in Niyamandra and Sangha twice what he is mentioning in second story is also
a in Niyamandra, what does he say?
No, following the rules of the revolution for the heck, but not for spiritual advancement, just for the sake of, for utilitarian purpose, and not for advancing in Krishna consciousness.
Or emphasis.
Yeah. But this is, he is just showing an external show, just to show that, I am a very perfect devotee, advanced devotee, but internally meditating on sense gratification. Okay. So, then, thinking of oneself as an advanced Vaishnava, that thought itself is due to deceitful nature. Thinking of oneself as superior to others simply by wearing the dress of a renounced person, which means hoping that people will respect you just because we are wearing this dress. So, how do we know whether we have this problem or not? See how you address others. Watch yourself the way you address others who do not wear this dress. It clearly indicates that you are expecting respect for the dress. Give them the respect that is due. Hey, idhar aa. Matlab? Hey. So, if you cannot give basic respect, तो वो आपको वैसे ही बुलाएगा तो चलेगा क्या आपको? गुस्सा आएगा ना? Which means you are expecting that respect. Even though he may be attending morning program more regularly than you, but you will address him like that. Why? Because of the dress. So watch yourself when you are addressing people. You don't think you are, we are showing our authority by disrespectfully addressing them. Actually, we are exposing our own inner anarthas by disrespectfully addressing them. It is only an illusion to think that by giving respect I lose something and by not giving respect I have control. Actually, that kind of control is no control. You have to command respect. Demanding respect is no respect actually. So, address. So, at least uska age ka respect to de do. Tum bolke, whether he is younger to you or older to you, it does not befit the dress. You cannot address anyone as tum. It does not befit the dress at all. Outside people let them do. But you cannot do that. Aap, that is the right kind of address. So, we have to be really careful. So, otherwise, it clearly means that just because we are wearing this dress, we think we are superior. But we have to understand, अगर आपको लग रहा है कि वो जो गृहस्थ है पगार में काम कर रहा है, हम बिना पगार का काम कर रहे हैं, फर्स्ट थिंग है उसको पगार मिल रहा है, वो पगार के हिसाब से वो काम कर रहा है, बट आपको पगार नहीं मिल रहा है वैसा नहीं सोचने का. यू आर गेटिंग इन टर्म्स ऑफ काइंड इन द फॉर्म ऑफ फैसिलिटीज ना. फ्री में रहने को मिल रहा है आपको, फ्री में प्रसाद मिल रहा है, फ्री में अलग अलग प्रकार का आपका गैजेट्स यात्रा ये सब. एक्चुअली इफ यू सी हाउ मच आश्रम स्पेंड्स फॉर पर कैपिटा ब्रह्मचारी स्पेंडिंग विल बी शॉक्ड. इट इज एज गुड एज गिविंग पगार. एंड वो पगार का 8 घंटे का काम करता है, हम नहीं करते हैं एक्चुअली. That is why we are deceased. One of the main reasons. Because the amount of service that we may render is probably not in proportion to the amount of facilities that we take.
Karma
or whatever.
Calorie budget.
So it all transforms into disease.
Date ho jata na?
Physical, mental.
It's a date.
Disease means what kind of date?
Physical, mental, all kind of psychological disease, everything. Not karma, but in the form of you take more, give less, it all gets accumulated. Samjhagini? You are taking more, giving less, and expecting respect also. आपके अंडर जो काम कर रहा है आपसे मर मर के काम कर रहा है एंड यू आर नॉट गिविंग योर मनी टू पे हिम. यू हैव नो बिजनेस एड्रेसिंग हिम इन अ डिसरेस्पेक्टफुल वे. सम अदर गृहस्थ इज पेइंग हिम. यू आर नॉट पेइंग योर मनी. एटलीस्ट इन अ हाउस when a householder is disrespectfully addressing his servant, he is paying his hard-earned money. You are paying whose hard-earned money? So we have no business addressing anyone in a disrespectful way. That attitude, amara language say immediately it will show how you address people who may not be in the so-called renounced order. How you address them? If you are disrespectfully addressing, means you are attached to that dress. And you expect others to give you respect because of that dress. But this is something very disgusting and people can immediately see through it. Yeah. Which means our vision itself is very superficial vision. We should see the spiritual substance. We are seeing the dress actually. But this is actually very disgusting. So this is basic thing. We should learn to address people respectfully. And if you think people are giving respect for your dress, we should not accept it actually. I remember New Vrindavan mein Chandrasekhar Swami Maharaj bolke sannyasi Prabhupada disciple. He would sit in front of Prabhupada, near Prabhupada, but looking at the door, entrance. Every single devotee who comes, he would pay obeisances. Every single person who enters into that into the temple hall, he will pay obeisances
to him.
Ek bar maine New Vrindavan mein kya special facilities nahi the. So he used to stay in the Brahmachari ashram only. Brahmachari ashram mein kya hai? Common toilet bathroom. So first time I had come, or maybe after he had come, first time I met him was in the bathroom. So when I was outside the bathroom, I didn't know this. So I offered obeisances. Bathroom ke andar mujhe he offered obeisances back. Bathroom mujhe itna embarrass ho gaya actually. So do you think this will not command respect? He is a Prabhupada disciple, a sannyasi. He does not have to do it. Daivata Prabhu. Every day, he, you know, whenever I speak with him, he tells, you know, such humility actually. He feels absolutely not qualified to accept any facility. He feels so grateful ki wo katara cyclone ko mila bolke kitna grateful hai wo. And we think ki humko people get their dabba bhar ke unko milta hai, wo dabba dhoenge bhi nahi wo. They need someone else to wash that dabba.
Whoever enters, they offer obeisances to him.
He offers obeisances to them. So, matlab, that person may or may not have seen Maharaj, but still, he is a Vaishnava, he is entering. I have to pay obeisances. So, this is actually the mood. So thinking of oneself as superior to others simply by wearing the dress of a renounced person. See, even if we cannot come to the standard of a person who is fit to wear this dress, at least we should not be disrespectful towards others who do not wear this dress. At least aaj se we should decide kisi ko tum bol ke address nahi karenge, at least usko thoda respect to do. He is servant but not your servant. You are not paying his pagar. We have to remember it. We are not paying him pagar out of our pocket. बट वी मे से अरे प्रभुपाद का पैसा है, प्रभुपाद का पैसा है तो खुद का फैसिलिटी से थोड़ा कम करो, उसका पगार से क्यों कम कर रहा है? इफ यू थिंक अरे प्रभुपाद का पैसा का मैं ही सोल प्रोटेक्टर हूं, देन हाउ मच हाउ यू आर यूटिलाइजिंग द फैसिलिटीज, यू जस्ट वॉच. Therefore, this we have to be very careful. Even though we may not come up to the standards of what befits wearing this dress, at least we should not expect respect. And more so, we should not disrespect others who do not wear this dress. Respectfully address karo. Aap bolne se kuch aap, you will not lose anything. Collecting material wealth for food and clothing. Like sometimes we may ask for donation from grihasthas in order to purchase some gadgets or something like that. Galat hai. And he will give the model name also. वही ना वो मुरलीधर प्रभु वंस व्हेन संकीर्तन प्रभु ही हैड गॉन टू मुरलीधर प्रभुस क्लिनिक तो ही उनका जो भी करना है करने के बाद he gifted him a watch. Sankirtan Prabhu declined. He insisted, he declined. And then finally, when Sankirtan Prabhu was leaving, Muralidhar Prabhu said, I would have been very happy if you would have accepted it. But I am more happy that you declined it. Because I am happy, I would have been happy if you would have accepted it. Because, you know, that is, you know, in like a reciprocation. But I am more happy that you are acting in a way that befits a person who wears this dress. For that reason I am happy. Not in a Ramachandra Puri type way, meaning. Improperly associating with the opposite sex in the name of spiritual practices. Staying with materialistic people with the expectation of receiving wealth rather than visiting Krishna's temple. You could have as well spent the time with Krishna's devotees, but going and spending time with materialistic people hoping that you will get some dakshina or something. Being inwardly anxious and worried about collecting more wealth while making a pretense of performing devotional service or chanting. Being more concerned with external dress and rules and regulations than devotion for Krishna. And finally, overlooking or neglecting the main purpose of spiritual life, which is developing love for Krishna. So this we have to keep on asking ourselves. Goal kya hai? Goal kya hai? What is the goal? What am I trying to achieve? So am I in line with the goal? So then, you know, navigating with that as the goal, you know, other things can be sort of. Theek hai, ye obstacle aaya. Theek hai. I have to go towards the goal. Like that. So in this way, he explains the various forms in which this kapatata can manifest. So, see, kapatata has, even though conditioning is not an obstacle. Conditionings are okay because the process will help us overcome. But what we have to be careful is at least, you know, understand and accept, okay, this is what we are, so why should I expect more than what I actually deserve? So that is what here. And the way of overcoming this is Gandharva Giridhara Pada Prema Vilasat Sudambodav Snatva, to take bath in the nectarian ocean of the lotus feet of Radha and Krishna, which means constant engagement in Krishna conscious activities will leave us no time for engagement in all these other things. So therefore there is no need for acting in a hypocritical way, because there is no time to act in an inappropriate way. So if you don't have time to act in an inappropriate way, you have nothing to hide. There is no need for hypocritical behavior. Okay, so we will now move on to discuss the explanations of this verse by the contemporary acharyas.
Sixth verse ka. Aage ka jo 5 verse ka ho gaya discussion.
Okay. This is like the 37th discussion or 38th discussion. Okay. So for the first time we will discuss commentary by His Holiness Jayadvaita Swami Maharaj. Then after Jayadvaita Swami Maharaj, we will discuss ये सब काफी बड़ा है, क्वाइट लॉन्ग, शिवराम महाराज का है. एंड देन आफ्टर शिवराम महाराज एवरीवन इज लाइक क्वाइट लॉन्ग डिस्क्रिप्शन है. कमेंट्री में भक्ति विज्ञान गोस्वामी महाराज Okay, so these three at least we will read: Jayadvaita Maharaj, Shivaram Swami Maharaj, and Bhakti Vidyan Goswami Maharaj. Okay, first Jayadvaita Maharaj writes. In the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, Kamayesha Krodayesha Rajoguna Samudbhavaha Mahashano Mahapapma Vidyena Miha Vairinam. The big enemy of the conditioned soul is lust. But Raghunath Das Goswami says that even if you are done with that, there is still another problem to deal with. Deeply embedded within बीच-बीच में उसको करते रहने. Let me take rest. The big enemy of the conditioned soul is lust. But Raghunath Das Goswami says that even if you are done with that, there is still another problem to deal with. Deeply embedded within the human heart are four defects, and one of them is the propensity to cheat. Therefore, it is said, Dharma Projita Kaitavotra Paramo Nirmatsaranam Satam. The Bhagavatam kicks out Kaitava Dharma, cheating religion. Srila Sridhar Swami says that Kaitava Dharma means Dharma, Artha, Kama and Moksha. Material objectives culminating in impersonal oneness. Raghunath Das Goswami has some pungent words for this deceit and hypocrisy. Prodhyat Kapata Kutinati Bharakara Kshiran Mutre Snatva. Bathing in the donkey urine of full-blown hypocrisy and duplicity. One may ask, why donkey urine? Well, to begin with, it's not cow urine. Cow urine is purifying. Some people clean their kitchens with it. Aaj subah ka second room ka pocha bhi Madhu Madhav came and put some cow urine when you were cleaning. Cow urine is purifying. Some people clean their kitchens with it. It is antiseptic. But this verse talks about donkey urine. There is a difference. Donkey urine doesn't seem to be held in high esteem. Srila Prabhupada said that the donkey, the ass, is a symbol of stupidity, as in the expression, work like an ass. In America, a common insult is to call a person an ass, a stupid ass. Then, he talks about types of deceit. Srila Bhaktivinoda in his commentary says, there are three categories of spiritual practitioners, sadhakas. He calls two types of householder devotees as swanishta sadhakas and parinishta sadhakas, and the renounced devotees as nirapeksha sadhakas, the babajis. He further writes, all three types are benefited only when they become thoroughly honest and give up deceit, pretense and hypocrisy. Otherwise, they are surely vanquished. Each type of sadhaka has distinct ways of exhibiting a deceitful nature. Srila Bhaktivinoda writes that householders may be deceitful by indulging in sense enjoyment on the pretext of sadhana bhakti. This is true for our current brahmacharya ashram also. Kuch difference nahi. Today morning only, after entering the
blood reports,
I had to go and tell Rasik Gaurari Prabhu, henceforth Madhuram sweet should not come to Brahmachari Ashram. Because of the blood reports.
Prabhupada writes at one place, Rajbhog is meant for Grihasthas. Maybe both Karakal
comes. One thing I observed, and when the speeches come, everyone is highly agitated. Because
I told Anshi Gaurav clearly, I don't care what you do with the sweets, but should not come to the ashram. Shivan Chandra ko bolna padega. It cannot come to the ashram, you distribute wherever you want.
Because
gift shop mein nahi jata.
नहीं गिफ्ट शॉप खोलने का ही नहीं बोला क्योंकि क्या लोग आते हैं स्वीट्स के लिए बाकी सब इधर उधर के लिए कर देते
हैं वो किसी को चाहिए तो पर्सनली जाके लेने दो ऑफिशियली वी विल नॉट डिस्ट्रीब्यूट
सो इवन फॉर विंडॉन कलकत्ता ये सब वो भी बोल अरे बीच में लोग आते हैं विंडॉन से प्रसाद आया मायापुर से आया ये तिरुपति से आया
ठीक है वो दैट इज ठीक है वो वंस इन अ वाइल वो भी अनाउंस करना पड़ेगा यू डोंट हैव टू गेट इट कोई ना कोई मिल ही जाता है So you don't have to necessarily get, don't be obliged. अभी आप वृंदावन गए तो उधर से प्रसाद लेके आके डिस्ट्रीब्यूट करना है, don't feel obliged. अगर लेके आना है तो इतना लेके आ जाओ डिस्ट्रीब्यूट करो. है तो कोई भी ना बोलना मुश्किल है.
बुक में से ना?
Sense enjoyment in the pretext of sadhana.
I said it can happen not just for the not just for the householders, but even for brahmacharis.
In the pretext of sadhana bhakti, matlab
kya? Bhagwan ka hi prasad hai na?
Oh, as the word.
Prasad seva korite hoy sakala prapanch jaya. Prasad kaate kaate main pura ye prapanch ko jeet lunga. For example, a person might offer opulent food for the pleasure of the Lord, thinking of eating it later. Bhaktivinoda also suggests that a renunciant may want to train ladies in deity worship so that he can have their association. One may not consciously think of it, but may subtly, wo subtly aata hai, then slowly. These are some of the different ways Bhaktivinoda lists to enjoy sense gratification under the pretext of sadhana bhakti. Bhakti Vinod Thakur warns against the deceit of householders, serving rich influential materialists instead of serving simple nirapeksha servants of Krishna. He lists similar pitfalls for the renunciants. For example, the deceits of staying with materialistic people with the expectation of receiving wealth and being inwardly anxious and worried about collecting more wealth while making a pretense of performing devotional service or chanting. In a similar vein, Shukadeva Goswami says, aren't the trees giving fruits? Taravaha kimna jivanti, bastraha kimna shvashantyuta, na kadanti na mehanti, kim grame pashavopare. Itadhi says. Kasmat bhajanti kavayo dana durmadanda. Why should the saintly people try to flatter the rich materialists? If you are very clear that you are not using it for your own personal purpose, then it's fine. Because, see, when Bhaktivinoda Thakur writes this, Gaudiya Vaishnavism was not yet institutionalized. So every individual Vaishnava was an individual practitioner. So whatever he collects is for his personal thing only, there is no institution. But now there is an institution which gives people the right to go and collect. But in doing that, we have to be very clear that we don't use it for our own purposes.
There's one story written. That participants in the struggle was to send his disciples to collect funds. At that time it was in some anas and paisas. But Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur knew that one brahmachari is to keep some ana with him. And Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur chastised him. And he told him, he said, I'm just keeping this only for my toothpaste and all these things. He said, okay, stay, give it to me. So he gave it. Then Bhakti Sarasvati said, this karma, you cannot digest it, but I can digest it. So when we, you know, that time it is now, Bhakti Sarasvati Thakur time. Bhakti Sarasvati Thakur was feeling that if you keep even some money for yourself, then you will be employed by the implications.
Yeah.
When we go to programs, the congregation devotees, they also offer some Lakshmi or whatever.
Nidraki, they don't. Give it to the accounts office. You first decline it, you tell, then generally I tell, when you go to temple, you put it in the hundi. At least 3-4 times I tell, usme se 50% of the people agree, theek hai, Prabhuji, main hundi mein daal dunga. But still, if they insist and they give, then you submit it to the accounts
office. So they become very happy.
Which means that is accountability. When they see accountability, na, see, by accepting it,
by accepting it,
you make them happy. By giving that receipt, you earn that trust.
You know something, then it's gone. Bodhisattva gave a talk when it comes to material accountability. Among the leaders also, nobody is ready to offer that material accountability. And JVC has a rule now that sannyasis should submit their financial report every year to the JVC.
Wo to hai.
Okay. Now, sannyasis have to submit what all donations they received, where it has gone. Everything they have to submit. In spite of this rule, which has been passed in the resolution of the GDC for so many years back, still the post-rock comes.
And Jai Advaita Maharaj is the only sannyasi who gives his entire account, you know, and it is published on the website. Everyone can see the report. I have been following Maharaj before since I have been his secretary. You know how Maharaj, you know, assets and liabilities are? Donations received, it will be in lakhs, you know, and spent zero. Because all has gone back to the temple. Either back to the temple where the donation was received, or it is spent to the temple, they directly, Maharaj says, no, I don't want
it.
He can give it to the temple.
उनके पास आया तो उनको तो चॉइस ही नहीं है लेके जाने का उनको लोग का
सेंटर में दिस इज जीरो कंप्लीटली जीरो एवरी ईयर आई एम फाइंडिंग महाराज इट इज एवरी टाइम जीरो जयद्रथ महाराज ना इफ यू सी जयद्रथ महाराज रिपोर्ट ना ओनली हिज बीबीटी बिकॉज़ ही वाज अ बीबीटी एडिटर ना ही हैज हिज पर्सनल अकाउंट एंड ही गिव्स द होल दिस यू नो फॉर हिज फ्रेंड्स एंड व्हाटएवर डोनेशंस ही रिसीव्स व्हाट इज दैट फॉर द रॉयल्टी ऑफ द बुक्स दैट आल्सो ही गिव्स And Jayadwaita Maharaj, when he was in Bangalore many times for the legal thing, he was there. You know, while he was going, and after the class, he received cash donation. And he told the devotee to count. The moment he counted, he noted in his diary, this much amount is received. So much accountability. And, you know, if sannyasis are accountable, then brahmacharis should be accountable. It should be, you know, it's very important.
Actually, sakale neha mahata yogo nashta parantapa. But the thing is, it will
and
it will backfire.
And many, you know, of the problems which, you know, speaking of other sannyasis had, you know, it's because of their disciples giving donations which they use for other purposes, other projects and all, which created a lot of bad news, lot of troubles in the society.
This actually this has to be I mean followed. But if not followed it will have its own.
What's the website for them?
GBC ka website is Sanyas
Ministry. So Sanyas is where they spent for the projects.
ठीक है बट आपको क्या स्पेंड नहीं करने के लिए थोड़ी बोल रहे हैं अकाउंट सबमिट करो शो द अकाउंट वही बोल रहे हैं ना ऐसा नहीं है कि आप जो भी कलेक्ट कर रहे हैं वो सब ब्राह्मण में जाएगा फिर यू हैव टू ब्राह्मण विल अलॉट यू ऐसा नहीं है At least there is some financial accountability has to be shown where your money is getting spent.
It's very simple. I feel that whatever donations we get, we simply subvert it to the account of this.
Yeah,
whatever
facility.
We need it from, we take it from the ashram.
Is it facility? Sometimes it becomes difficult.
Okay. So then, Bhaktivinod warns against the deceit of householders serving rich influential materialists instead of serving simple Narabeksha servants of Krishna. He lists similar pitfalls for the renunciants. For examples, that staying with materialistic people with expectation of receiving wealth and being inwardly anxious and worried about collecting more wealth while making a pretense of performing devotional service or chanting. In a similar vein, Shukadeva Goswami says, aren't the trees giving fruits? Isn't the river giving water? Then why are the sannyasis going to the homes of materialists just to flatter them? Of course, we have seen this behavior to an almost absurd extent in Indian culture. But it happens in the West also. Whether initiated Vaishnavas or professional Vaishnavas, supposedly saintly devotees go around from one rich man's home to another, collecting donations mainly to support their families. Meanwhile, the rich materialists flatter them, saying, "O Maharaj! Until the preacher starts to believe he is Maharaj. And then it's, by the way, where is my elephant?" So this kind of a preacher is basically a businessman who is in the Vaishnava business.
Businessman, Vaishnava business.
Such a mentality can be also institutionalized. If your institution becomes solely interested in courting the wealthy and influential, then you have a problem. If practically everyone is involved only in fundraising and you are interested only in, then there is a problem. Institution may have a genuine need, but if the collectors are not grounded, if they are not properly trained, if they are not properly nourished, institution will get money, but what will happen to the individuals who have collected?
See, one of the problems which Vrindavan Ashramasthi said, all the brahmacharis is to collect funds for life members, for guest houses there, and they were in, the businessmen were in touch with them, they used to come, they used to stay nicely, brahmacharis used to take care nicely, they used to make good donations. And that's how, you know, the whole institution as such has gone to Vrindavan and has suffered a lot. When Maharaj took over as the president, you know, each brahmachari he had to deal with. And my goodness, it was a Herculean task dealing with it. Slowly, over a period of years, doing this whole thing now. You know. And anyone goes, he will not get around. But only they are people the directly call, they get around. So, like that, this whole thing had happened there. That's really, Vrindavan was very badly affected.
Rich people also like that we have some person there, sadhu,
yes,
who will give some,
right. This is what?
Room, garland, you know, and then they give so much lakshmi.
Immediately you can observe that, you know, when he comes, garland, you know, so you can observe that something is.
They have their phone numbers. When they go, they will call 2-3 people. एक नरसिंह देव का एक मराठा माधव का एक सब तरह अपना प्रसाद महाप्रसाद ये सब हो जाएगा और जाते जाते सबको पैसे देंगे तुम्हें ये फिर यात्रा सक्सेसफुल देखो कितना लोग रिस्पेक्ट दिया उसके लिए वो पैसा छोटा चीज देते हैं समटाइम्स ही आल्सो फील जेन्युइनली गिविंग सम डोनेशन टू साधुस के लिए ब्रह्मचारी लोग क्या करेंगे उनको बोल देगा मतलब वो देखे जाते हैं मगर बाकी
लोग एग्जैक्टली द पॉइंट दैट व्हाट इज इट कम्स इंस्टीट्यूशनलाइज्ड
सच मेंटालिटी कैन आल्सो बी इंस्टीट्यूशनलाइज्ड If your institution becomes solely interested in courting the wealthy and influential, then you have a problem. An ordinary guy walks in and you size him up. When you see he doesn't have any money, you go on to the next man, neglecting the sincere candidates for devotional service. That is to be avoided. Bhaktivinod Thakur talks about yet another kind of deceit. Enthusiasm for meaningless temporary gains, even at the cost of envying and harming others. We see this in devotees who get enthusiastic about a more or less mundane project of no great importance. Often the enterprise is simply self-indulgent. One indulges one's mundane propensities under the banner of devotional service. A common example is becoming a rock star again for Krishna. For beginners, you can tell, yes, you can be a rock star for Krishna, cricketer for Krishna. But after coming also, we cannot. The devotee may be very enthusiastic about it, but it really has no value except for self-indulgence. One common form of deceit Bhaktivinod lists for the Parinishtita Sadhaka is making an external show of strictly following rules and prohibitions while inwardly being very attached to material subjects unrelated to Krishna. From my reading of a book by a friend of mine who is a Christian professor, it seems that the Christians deal with the same tendency which they call legalism. So the Christians also deal with the same issue of externally strictly following but internally cultivating other desires. It's quite a good term, legalism. The legalist is punctilious, means very pakka in following, very attentive to following rules and regulations, but his heart is all junk. He makes an outward show of being a very pakka devotee, but inwardly allows all sorts of anarthas to grow. Easier than purifying the heart is to make a show of crossing your T's and dotting your I's. This is some American pushto hai.
Crossing your T's and
dotting your I's.
Love something like
external show.
Gaur Charan ko.
Okay.
Latest. Latest nahi. Usko ye sab pata nahi. Easier. So easier than purifying the heart is to make a show of. मतलब external things को follow करना easy है.
कान में बाली पहनना और चिका बढ़ाना वैसे जैसे कुछ.
हाँ, something like that.
सारा गायब अकेले तिलक गोन.
So, you make sure that you circumambulate the Tulsi plant exactly 4 times, that you chant such and such verse in exactly the right meter, that you bow facing the right direction, all the details you can possibly think of, but without a real connection and purification of the heart. Tick mark, ye ho gaya. The internal and external are not mutually exclusive. ऐसा नहीं है कि इधर आप internal करेगा या external करेगा, वैसा नहीं है. But when the rules and regulations become the point, or when we make a show of rules and regulations, that's what Rupa Goswami calls Niyamagraha. Missing the point. If we think, but in one sense, deceit is when you externally do everything right, while internally you want to cheat. But Niyamagraha is a person who sincerely practices the external, thinking that following the external rules is all in all. If we think that rules are the most important thing, we are fooling ourselves, self-deceit. Then again, if others think the rules are the most important thing, we may deceive them by making a show of following the rules, but without having the substance. Some sadhakas are deceitful by preferring the association of people who are materially impressive in some way. मेटीरियली बहुत इम्प्रेसिव है उनके पीछे, उनके साथ ही घूमता रहेगा. भक्ति विनोद राइट्स ऑफ प्रेफरिंग द एसोसिएशन ऑफ नॉन डिवोटीज रादर देन कृष्णा कॉन्शियस डिवोटीज. वेदर इट्स इंटेलेक्चुअली सोफिस्टिकेटेड कंपनी, तो कुछ हाई फाई बड़ा बड़ा चीज बोल रहा है उनका कंपनी, और हाई सोसाइटी टाइप और मोड ऑफ गुडनेस पीपल. Such a sadhaka prefers their association to that of genuine devotees. That's another type of cheating.
High society type.
Recognizing the various types of deceit helps us guard against materially motivated religion and contaminated consciousness. So, first thing we recognize. So, when we read this, in some degree or other, it may be present in us. So, when it helps us guard against materially motivated religion. So, how much we are allowing materially motivated religion to creep in. So, to understand this, so that's why he makes this list of 8, 2, 6, about 16 types in which this can enter. So when we understand, so it helps us guard ourselves from these kind of deceitful nature. Then, so Maharaj is now going to talk on these themes. Devotion or profession. Kirtan. Expertise as part of devotion. The Lord and His internal energy. Now he is Then he goes to the Sudam Bodhav Snatvake, the solution part. Then avoid imitation, real humility, practical absorption of the mind. Prabhupada's books. Okay. Now, devotion or profession?
So, वाजी पढ़ लेते हैं सब.
और एक घंटा है, जितना हो सकता है उतना करेंगे. Impediments to spiritual progress may also come because we maintain our householder life by what is essentially professional kirtan. So if someone does professional kirtan to earn, not a very good way of earning. It's not what Prabhupada never encouraged.
कोई पुरास्ता पूछते हैं कि book distribution करके उसमें से livelihood कमाने का क्या मतलब?
That Prabhupada agreed if that is your only source of livelihood.
So what is the problem with kirtan? What is the difference? अभी उसके पास
नहीं. मतलब आप कीर्तन करके उसके उसके लिए पैसा लेगा तो वो किसे होगा?
If that is the only source of his livelihood.
नहीं.
हाँ.
वेतन.
हाँ. आप कुछ नहीं कर रहे हो. केवल वही कर रहे हैं.
कीर्तन करके प्रभुपाद नेवर सी यू डिस्ट्रीब्यूट बुक्स.
अभी कोई अच्छा सिंगर है, कोई गृहस्थ है, वो अलग अलग घर पे भी उसको बुला रहे हैं और उसमें उसको डोनेशन मिल रहा है, उसको चल रहा है.
नहीं, पॉइंट एट सम पॉइंट इट इज वेरी डिफिकल्ट अनलेस ही इज अ कंप्लीटली डिटैच्ड पर्सन. ही विल सिंग फॉर अर्निंग ओनली ना. So then where will the mood of the kirtan be?
I don't know, somewhere 2-3 years back I got a report that many such devotees, sincerely in kirtan, nice singers, they started like this and many groups formed, they started getting invitations from abroad and practically all vanished. All have vanished, sir. I got the list also, so many groups, you know. Very sincerely desperate and like our Jai Sachin, we can see it was so humble. He is doing it because Maharaj is doing it. Otherwise, I have seen all these other groups, they have gone here and there, got
book distribution. Chalega.
Book distribution matlab kya hai abhi? It is not easy. Wo kirtan jaisa nahi hai, usme kuch glamour nahi hai.
Rasta aaj koi.
That is a subject that deserves careful thought because there are so many statements in our literature advising against meeting one's family expenses by speaking Srimad Bhagavatam or by becoming a professional preacher. नहीं, there is a need for the temple if there are if there are insufficient brahmacharis who can do that service, then we can.
Not in our temple, bahar bhi koi koi Sitarama temple hai, aisa aisa. Because I could not understand, Guruji. Only for kirtan you are saying no, but baki ko other service like kirti ke rasgulla banana hai ya fir bhav ye karna hai, book distribution karna hai, other things. But what is the that aspect is?
See, at least the five core limbs. The kirtan, when you are singing, you see, ideally even deity worship also, na, you have a paid person, not just because of being a paid person, but even a brahmachari can have a very lousy attitude towards deity worship. That's, I'm not telling because of paid and paid, but the point is...
They can be... तो बैकअप वगैरह सब करने के लिए ठीक रहेगा. वॉलंटियर पीपल टू डू आरतीज एंड डायरेक्ट सर्विस.
डायरेक्ट सर्विसेज आइडियली
मतलब वो प्रैक्टिकल क्वेश्चन.
समवन मे बी अ कार मैकेनिक, अ टीचर, सर, ओके, दैट इज अ सब्जेक्ट दैट डिजर्व्स केयरफुल थॉट because there are so many statements in our literature advising against meeting one's family expenses by speaking Bhagavatam or by becoming a professional preacher. The danger is that it becomes a business. इट बिकम्स अ बिजनेस. वो सोचेगा कि हाँ इधर आप कितना दे रहे हैं, आप कितना दे रहे हैं. सेम इफ डेट्स कोइंसाइड देन ही विल चूज. Someone may be a car mechanic, a teacher, or an accountant, and someone is a preacher. Everybody has a way to maintain his family life, and it becomes exactly that, a business. So you can be a car mechanic for your business. You can have a car mechanic by your profession, but you can't be a professional preacher. Then you will approach preaching in a business-like way. Then what kind of what you will speak, you will become a puppet
of
money and facility. Then you will speak to please them so that your business can continue. How you can be so sure that that mentality will not creep in? The moment you start taking facilities, you will become their puppet. Money facility lega, you will become their puppet. Wo jo bol raha wo bolna chahiye.
Then double go away na. Good. डोनर पीछे बात करते रहते लेक्चर में.
भक्ति सिद्धांत ठाकुर, यू थिंक यू हैव परचेस मी विद योर टू अन्नास ऑफ डोनेशन. सो एंड दिस मे अकर इन एनी डिपार्टमेंट. प्रीचिंग बिकम्स अ वे टू मेंटेन योर फैमिली. बीइंग अ पुजारी,
एनी डिपार्टमेंट,
बीइंग अ पुजारी बिकम्स अ वे टू मेंटेन योर फैमिली. And devotional service becomes a way to maintain your family. It becomes a profession. Since our interest lies in building up our bank account, we are interested in preaching to the wealthy or preaching where people give us good money. So what? So with that consciousness, if we preach, then how we can actually benefit them?
Actually, gray area udhar hi zyada ye hota hai, jahan par our profession and our devotional service ओवरलैप हो जाता है. जैसे बहुत लोगों में दिखता है, जैसे समझो भक्ति हॉस्पिटल फॉर एग्जाम्पल, उधर काम करते हैं. सो दे कंसिडर दैट सर्विस ऑल्सो एज अ पार्ट ऑफ द डिवोशनल सर्विस, विच इन वन सेंस इज यस, बट इन वन सेंस नो ऑल्सो. तो समटाइम्स दे कॉम्प्रोमाइज ऑन देयर साधना, रीडिंग, सत्संग एंड प्रायोरिटाइजिंग ऑन.
पूरा दिन हॉस्पिटल में ही रहता हूँ ना.
पूरा दिन में हम तो मंदिर में
रहते, मंदिर में ही रहते हैं पूरा दिन. दैट इज वन काइंड, दैट इज वन काइंड. हियर इज ऑफ कोर्स हियर इज टॉकिंग सिमिलर
डायरेक्टली.
हियर दिस इज मोर डायरेक्टली प्रीचिंग.
जस्ट लाइक द ओनर टाइम्स द ऋषि इज आल्सो यूज्ड टू डू हर्ब्स ट्रीटमेंट, ही डू नॉट एक्सपेक्ट एनीथिंग फ्रॉम देम. हां एंड बिकॉज़ ऑफ दैट इट इज टू वर्क.
Vedi is supposed, not supposed to charge.
Because the moment you take money or facility, na, immediately the person receiving what you are giving, he develops a feeling of entitlement. I have seen my father giving money.
To, I deserve.
I deserve. Matlab, a feeling of entitlement comes. Right. And when that feeling of entitlement comes, then your message will not penetrate. Then he will think that you are his puppet. The moment he thinks, your speaking has no value actually. You will become like a tape recorder. Oh, button dabayega, haan, bolo, bolo. And then, dharma kshetre, kuru kshetre, hum shuru ho jayenge. So that has no value actually. And we will become like that if we accept facilities. If you are not accepting any facilities, then there is no issue.
Sometimes people accept facility and still don't treat me accountable.
वो अलग है, वो आगे है. बट देन इफ यू डोंट एक्सेप्ट इट, देन यू डोंट हैव टू, देन एटलीस्ट ही विल फील ओब्लाइज्ड. व्हेन ही फील्स ओब्लाइज्ड, देन द मैसेज दैट यू आर गिविंग विल बी रिसीव्ड. बट इफ यू रिसीव, ही विल फील एंटाइटल्ड. द फीलिंग ऑफ एंटाइटलमेंट विल ब्लॉक हिज हार्ट फ्रॉम रिसीविंग द एक्चुअल मैसेज. एक्चुअली दिया है ना पैसा. like that you will feel. Since our interest lies in building up our bank account, we are interested in preaching to the wealthy or preaching where people give us good money. And we collect money not for a preaching project, to distribute books or to spread kirtan, but to pay the rent, to save money for the kids' education, all of that. A devotee may sometimes accept some modest contribution for maintenance. मैं सेवा करता हूँ, खाली मेरा maintenance के लिए जो होता है उतना. But when our program is meant mainly for maintaining our family by professional Vaishnava service, then the situation needs to be looked at it. So practically, a lot of Sri Vaishnavism has become like that actually. Like that. Therefore, no one respects them. Unka respect hi nahi. Mera Pitaji, how he treats those people who come from the mud to collect donations. I have seen how he treats them.
I have seen in Purushottam Father's clinic, both sides and Sadhu are there. They are like entitled.
So, then it, you know, even much many years before coming to Krishna consciousness, I used to feel very bad. Why is Father treating them like this? But the point is, unka bhi galti nahi.
I know one guest in Belgaum, very genuine, very sincere, does, you know, like 200-300 Sudama Seva collections. And I went with him once, he goes to a big house, not a small house, a big house. The person gets up and his seat is like a businessman, he tells him, please I. You know, so much honor because he is very genuine. Very genuine. And he preaches, connects to people, gives prasad, they are all connected to temple. He does genuine preaching. Very rare forms of. And he goes walking throughout the. Throughout Belgaum. And you know, he had this leg problem because of walking throughout the day. We told him, we'll give you a 2-wheeler. He said, I can't drive a 2-wheeler. This is, you know, the other extreme example. Very sincere. Just sells agarbatti and learns this. Is, you know, that's it.
Personal, his personal life is very poor and simple.
Simple. He's, I've got this
house. He may receive people donations.
That's it. Everything is in there. His small house.
Yeah. Okay. So. A devotee may sometimes accept some modest contribution for maintenance, but when our program is meant mainly for maintaining our family by professional Vaishnava service, then the situation needs to be looked at. When we first went to Vrindavan, we saw the deities being maintained very poorly. Basically, deity worship was a family business. Isliye jo bhi aata tha, most of the profits would go to maintaining the family only. Prabhupada's evaluation was that the pujaris just kept the temples open to collect some money and don't really care about the deity except as a gimmick or tool for making money. Sometimes we see that people are willing to serve, but everything they do has a price to it. And then we then have to ask, is that devotional service or is that a job?
Yeah, I serve you. But if I serve you, to give me something.
Krishna Borkar is the
Krishna?
One person was the Asha Borkar. He used to come for my youth program at Tilaka. So back in 2011-12. So, he was bhakti mein bahut dhiro tha. So, uske ghar mein jo pitaji hai, wo life member hai. Uska factory hai Chandi Valley mein. Metal ka works wagera karta hai. To वो बोलता है गुरु जी मेरे को हर ब्रह्मचारी पे अच्छा लगता है छूने मैं जाता है ना सीधा दरवाजे पे आता है बर्फन लोग कल अभिषेक के लिए आते हैं वो हर बार माँ प्रसाद देता है तो मेरा कथा में जब वो बैठने का या सुबह वो उसे घर पे जब बोलेगा तो वो सेंस कि ये सब नहीं है बड़े बड़े लोग से ये जब जब डोनेशन देते हैं ना लोग हम उनको जब बहुत ज़्यादा ये कर देते हैं तो फिर वो कभी सुन नहीं सकते हैं
वही बोल रहा हूँ,
लाइफ मेंबर इनटू डिवोटी का रेशियो अगर हम निकालेगा भारत भर में तो आपको 10% भी नहीं मिलेगा। प्रभुपाद का इच्छा था ना कि लाइफ मेंबर भक्त बने, इसलिए वो चालू किया था।
But that is natural. It is natural
actually. उसे बहुत transcendence जब जाएगा तभी वो transformation.
That is why Maharaj always said, our mood, our purpose is to give.
Other thing is, कोई वो लड़का 19 साल की उम्र में cancer से मर गया, तो devotee था। फिर भी वो कुछ change नहीं ला पाया उसका जीवन, अभी उनका वही entitlement है।
We should give.
Maharaj said, our mood should be to give. Whether they give something in return or not, that is not our business.
Balukar, who gives one time class, Balukar for all senior counselors, they were telling this point. We should always try to give. So, ek galasin ho jayegi, matlab कब तक देते रहने का उनको उसके छह महीने का एक साल पांच साल से कुछ टाइम है कि नहीं बोले नहीं देते रहने का हम एक्सपेक्ट नहीं करते। फिर भी वो बार बार पूछ रहा था नहीं मगर फिर भी ऐसा कुछ तो टाइम लिमिट रखना पड़ेगा ना, अभी कितने का और कब तक देते रहेंगे ना। तो वो बोले गीता पढ़ाई करी तुमने तो वो डर गया बड़ा कुछ तो क्या लेगा तुम्हें कर्मणीय अधिकार रास्ते बोले काफी जिंदगी भर अपेक्षा मत करो उसको देते रहो।
See, if the goal is not clear, then it becomes very difficult.
So, I have a prachar karta hu, mujhe leader tha na, obviously in Mumbai. Unhe ko ek funda bataya tha prachar. Prachar matlab highly educated, filthy rich, aisa society jahan par tum dalega to return aayega. That is to preach in slum of Kurla and other places. Aapke padhe likhe log hi the, par slum tha. To yahan se tumhe kuch milega kya kabhi? क्यों अपना मेहनत कर रहे हैं? वो उधर ही सिस्टम में लोचा है तो बाकी क्या होगा?
वो नहीं बट हो जी अब यू टू रन इंस्टीट्यूशन
करेक्ट है। वी आर नॉट अगेंस्ट मेकिंग मनी बट द पॉइंट इज योर मूड शुड बी टू गिव।
ठीक है
अगर वो पैसा नहीं दिया तो व्हाट इज योर रेस्पॉन्स?
पैसा नहीं दिया तो उस व्यक्ति को हमने पूछते नहीं है। मेरे कितने तो फैमिली मेंबर्स खागर में है, एक बार लाइफ मेंबर बनाया, हर बार अपेक्षा है वो प्रभु जी का प्रेसिडेंट करके वो पैसा देते रहे, नहीं दिया दो तीन महीना या नहीं दिया तो उसको पूछ भी नहीं रहे, खड़ा नहीं करते।
एक आदमी के पास लिमिटेड टाइम होता है तो मोस्ट ऑफ टाइम व्हाट हैपेंस इज जो सामने आता है उसको देते थे या ये करते हैं तो नहीं और जीवी कोई अभी क्या धीरे धीरे इट वॉज मेंट फॉर आवर डिवोटीज के डिवोटीज यहाँ आ रहे पर धीरे धीरे क्या हो रहा है कि बाहर के लोग आ रहे हैं और वो मनी दे स्टे
आई एम नॉट टेलिंग यू शुड नॉट रेज फंड्स।
नहीं रेजिंग पॉइंट नहीं बोला जैसे बोले ना वी गिव प्रायोरिटी टू द रिच पीपल फर्स्ट रेदर देन आवर डिवोटीज। सो अपने बहुत सारे डिवोटीज बोलते ही है कि आपने ये खोला इसलिए कि वो पैसा कमा सके।
देयर शुड बी अवेयरनेस फॉर पीपल हु
कैन देखो व्हाट इज हैपनिंग राइट नाउ वी कैन नॉट इवैल्यूएट दैट बिकॉज़ इट इज वेरी कॉम्प्लेक्स।
नहीं अभी फर्स्ट पेज जैसे था से मारा ने फिर बाद में वो जब डिवोटी ने फिर ऐसे मान लो ऐसा सोच रहेगा अपना पायल पायल हां बहुत अन्य क्षेत्र स्टार्ट
आएगा आएगा
कंप्लीट नहीं है
कंपो। See, if Maharaj had the say completely, it would have been difficult. It would have been different.
Maharaj said, "Paul,
so
pay as you like.
Pay as you like."
Even though, they went to the kings. They went with the books, na?
Birambir.
You preached to the kings, and finally, everyone would get that because of the kings.